off his side of the bed. Baby, you're just barely hanging on. Honey, I know you'll soon be gone. And I don't need my palm read to know what lies ahead. I can see you in the arms of another girl instead. Baby, this ain't the first time you've done it to me. Honey, it's gonna be the last time. And I know you think that I'll be going out of my mind, crying you a river that winds and winds and winds. Oh, but baby, I'm down to my last teardrop this time. I don't care who or what you're doing. Ain't gonna be no more boo-hooing. Oh, baby, this time I swear it's the truth. I ain't gonna cry no more for you. Uh-uh.
Country 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Downsville, Pepin. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Another round of brokered ceasefire talks wrapping up in Doha. The delegation signaled that they would resume talks next week in Cairo and are inching closer to finalizing a deal to end the war and secure the release of remaining hostages held by Hamas in Gaza. At the White House, President Biden telling reporters he's optimistic.
We're not there yet. It's much, much closer than it was 3 days ago. So keep your fingers crossed.
The WHO and UNICEF say a humanitarian pause in fighting is critical to help distribute polio vaccines in Gaza. In Florida, the jury has begun deliberations in the trial of Susan Lawrence, the white woman charged in the fatal shooting of her black neighbor, Ajika Owens, in June 2023. Owens walked up to Lorenz's door over a dispute and was shot through the closed door. Ernesto on the move and targeting Bermuda as a Category 2 hurricane. Residents in Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands still cleaning up. This is ABC News. Ukraine has set up what it calls its first military office inside Russian territory. Kyiv now controls dozens of small settlements in Russia's Kursk region, up to 21 miles across the border. And in North Carolina, an escaped child killer, Ramon Alston, is now back in custody.
Alston checked into the hotel Wednesday with a female companion. A hotel employee spotted him wearing a t-shirt and jeans.
I seen him a few times and, you know, just nodded, said hello and, you know, they probably came, asked a couple of questions or something, like towels or something like that, but I didn't have any red flags or anything like that.
Alston and the woman checked out the next day. Shortly after his arrest, Alston's female acquaintance, Jacobia Crisp, also arrested and now charged with felony aiding and abetting a fugitive.
ABC's Faith Abube. On Wall Street, stocks are up after rallying to near record highs on Thursday thanks to positive government data. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Again. Scent bead story. Jim was at the laundromat when he heard his ear said Maraca, senor, but his nose said, hey, freshest scent ever. Following his nose, Jim found a man pouring a bottle of Gain scent beads into the washer. The scent, the freshness. Jim blurted, sir, your scent Maraca smell amazing. Actually, Jim, most noses call them Gain scent beads. Try Gain scent beads, way fresher than detergent alone.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. More scattered showers and some thunderstorms are expected again this afternoon and into the evening. Some of them could be strong, bringing gusty winds, heavy downpours, and small hail. Otherwise, today, more clouds than sunshine, breezy winds, and high temperatures cooler into the low 70s. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newbert. An extortion plot at a southeast Wisconsin fast food restaurant. Ted Allen has more.
According to a criminal complaint, two 29-year-old workers at a Culver's in Muskego threatened to expose a co-worker's affair with another Culver's worker. The men demanded money of the victim, threatening to distribute flyers all over the city of Muskego to ruin the victim's reputation if they didn't cooperate. After the alleged extorters were paid over $5,000, police were notified and the two men were charged with threatening to communicate derogatory information. Each could face 3 years in prison if convicted.
Eau Claire has broken ground on a new plant that will remove PFAS chemicals from the city's water supply. The $20 million facility comes a year and a half after the city closed half of its wells because of high PFAS levels. Construction is expected to take about a year and a half. I'm Raymond Newbert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
I'm Chris Jakimic. I served in the United States Air Force and I deployed 3 times. Being a veteran, it's interwoven into your DNA. It is really the absence of the connection and the purpose that can really drive a lot of veterans to some negative thoughts. For those who are in a suicidal crisis, the window of time to save somebody's life is very short. Our duty is to protect ourselves and protect our families. And one way you can do that is store your weapons safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. The JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at Martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. And the Goodrich Family Funeral Home, serving the Durand area for 5 generations and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. The city of Durand finally received all the necessary state permits for the Tarrant Park pool earlier in July. Currently, crews are working on installing the main underdrains for the pool and the pool walls, along with the construction of the walls for the bathhouse continue. Currently, the project is 8 to 9 weeks behind schedule due to the delays in getting those state permits and also rain delays. Crews are expected to work as late into fall as they can, weather permitting. Eau Claire is not waiting to deal with the so-called forever chemicals in its water. The city broke ground on a new plant that's designed to remove PFAS chemicals from the city's water supply. The $20 million facility comes a year and a half after the city closed about half of its wells because of high PFAS levels. There's no direct link between PFAS and health risks, but there are growing worries about the chemicals. Construction's expected to take about a year and a half. One man is dead after a motorcycle accident in Chippewa Falls this week. Chippewa Falls police say the accident happened Tuesday near the Quick Trip on Chippewa Crossing Boulevard. Officers say it looks like the 31-year-old was speeding and hit a light pole. Police aren't saying if alcohol played a role in the crash. That investigation continues. Land continues to get more valuable in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Revenue released its Land Equalized Values Report. It showed that the total value of all land in the state is sitting at $907 billion. That's an increase of $75 billion from last year. Residential land continues to be the most valuable, worth over just $667 billion, followed by Wisconsin's commercial properties. However, farmland and forest land saw the biggest jump in value. Both went up 11% last year. Oconto County saw the largest increase in land values at a 16% jump, followed by Pepin County at 14%. 9 Minnesota clinics are starting to receive free insulin from drug manufacturer Eli Lilly under an agreement negotiated by that state's attorney general. The attorney general's office sued the drug maker in 2018 over the price Minnesotans were paying for insulin. A settlement with Eli Lilly reduced the price of insulin to $35 per month and required the company to supply free insulin to 15 clinics statewide. Clinics in Red Wing are one of the 6 cities that are now receiving that free insulin. You're listening to WRDN News.
For 5 generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Pepin County has a new 4-H program educator. Sky Holt began her duties with Pepin County in July during the fair and will be spending 50% of her time working on the 4-H programs and the other 50% on youth development programs. Holt came from St. Croix County, where she was the 4-H program educator there. She does also have a past history working in the area when she helped implement the Buffalo Pepin County Teen Court program. A 16-year-old is looking at charges after a string of car break-ins and stolen cars in Lake Halley. Police there yesterday said they arrested the teen this week. Lake Halley police say someone stole a half dozen cars and broke into several others. Investigators say the teenage suspect confessed to some of the crimes. Lake Halley's police chief says almost all of the cars that were broken into or stolen were unlocked. There are not many answers about a small plane crash in Chetek Wednesday. Police say the plane went down at the municipal airport. The pilot was taken by helicopter to a hospital in Eau Claire because of his injuries. Police are identifying the pilot as 34-year-old Travis Turner of Cameron. Both local and federal investigators say they're looking into that crash. Zumbrota could have a new public pool by 2026 if the community comes together to raise money for its construction. Voters this week approved a referendum to replace the city's pool. The project will receive $3 million in funding from the city, but supporters will need to raise another $1.3 million before construction can start. The city anticipates breaking ground next year if the money is raised in time. Some of the hundreds of thousands of people who are expected to come to Green Bay for next year's spring NFL draft could be sleeping in a camper at EAA. EAA yesterday say they're looking to open up their facilities to draft goers. Managers say they have 1,000 spots available for campers. Dick Napsky says Detroit used a number of campgrounds when it hosted the draft in April of this year and says there's no reason to think Green Bay can't do the same. There are still details to be worked out, like amenities and such, but EAA says there'll be campsite reservations for the draft between April 19th and the 29th. You're listening to WRDN News.
You're driving down the road, minding your own business, when suddenly you've entered the crash zone. Better call JKO Auto Body of Durand. JKO Auto Body will bring your vehicle back from the crash zone with factory replacement parts so your vehicle will look brand new, and they work with all insurance companies. JKO Auto Body also has a loaner car available while they repair your vehicle. So when you've entered the crash zone, call JKO Auto Body, Madison Street, Durand.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
A historic document in Wisconsin sports is up for auction. It's the Green Bay Packers NFL membership certificate from 1923. Heritage Auction says the certificate first emerged over a decade ago from the estate of early NFL president Joe Carr. A slightly scaled down color reproduction is on display at the Packer Hall of Fame. The original certificate is described as 13.5 by 16 inches in size, with some age toning but no tearing, creasing, or chipping common to similar collectible documents. Bids are expected to exceed $50,000. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. More scattered showers and some thunderstorms are expected again this afternoon and into the evening. Some of them could be strong, bringing gusty winds, heavy downpours, and small hail. Otherwise, today, more clouds than sunshine, breezy winds, and high temperatures cooler into the low 70s. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at GrandpasBBQShop.com.